The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey kids, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast you're going to love. On behalf of myself, Morgan Rector, of one of the most horrific true crime podcasts, Human Monsters, I'd like to ask you this question. Do you like to travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Fun fact, there is a morgue on every cruise ship. After all, people die everywhere. Why wouldn't they die on a cruise ship in the Bahamas? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and what-the-fuck stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway, and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
New England is known for its charming towns, comforting foods, and of course its historical contributions, but the Down East region can have a dark side. I'm investigative journalist Kylie Lowe, and on my weekly podcast, Dark Down East, I dig into both decades-old and modern-day cases from my home state of Maine and the greater New England area. In each episode of Dark Down East, I seek insight from law enforcement officials, family members, and other loved ones who are both deeply familiar with the cases and the individuals at the heart of them. Join me as I unveil intricacies of these stories that are often overlooked, honor the grit of those searching for justice, and shine a light on cases that you aren't hearing on other podcasts. Listen to Dark Down East now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, Humo soldiers. I want to share this short preview of the second season of the mega hit investigative documentary podcast, Gone South, from C13 Originals. After winning the Edward R. Murrow Award, honoring outstanding achievements in journalism, Gone South returns with a new case, this time covering one of the most infamous chapters in the history of the American South, the reign of the Dixie Mafia. Enjoy this preview of Gone South Season 2, available now on the Odyssey app. Not Odyssey, but Audacy. Odyssey, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In 1968, law enforcement from across the South held a secret meeting in Dallas, Texas, to discuss a loose-knit gang terrorizing the region.
It was a group of outlaws from like Oklahoma all the way to the East Coast.
And at the time, we were referring to them only as traveling criminals.
Dealing drugs, cracking safes, committing murder, there wasn't much they wouldn't do.
It's drugs, it's prostitution, it's extortion, it's everything.
And at that meeting, the group was given a name.
The Dixie Mafia. It's a brotherhood of criminals who've done just about everything from organized drug rings to murdering elected officials.
If you talk to some of them, and I have, they would tell you there is no such thing as the Dixie Mafia.
While they may not be as organized as other mafia rings, the trail they leave behind is just as deadly.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
Kirksey McCord Nix Jr. is a so-called godfather of the Dixie Mafia.
Kirksey McCord Nix Jr.
Louisiana inmate Kirksey Nix, a Dixie Mafia leader.
Dad was a judge, his mama was an attorney.
He was very smart, but almost totally amoral. If you had to kill somebody to rob a jewelry store, that was no big deal.
What was his reputation?
Don't fuck with him.
This call is from a federal prison.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm an outlaw, and I was a thief, but I'm far from being the psychopathic nutcase that I've been made out to be.
Right.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence at Angola, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore. But that would soon change.
Mississippi Circuit Court Judge Vincent Sherry and his wife Margaret, a former Biloxi council member, were assassinated in their Biloxi home. It was a professional hit.
This wasn't random.
This will be a very difficult crime to solve.
This wasn't a robbery.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
This wasn't mistaken identity.
Was he the target? Was she the target?
This was very much a case of taking out a politician and a judge on purpose.
Did the mayor have anything to do with this?
I was not in any way involved in any plot to murder my friends, Vince and Margaret Sherry.
It's a canard. It's a pig trail. It never happened.
Everything down there is crooked. Is dealing with this case.
All of those other officers and all those other FBI people lied through their fucking teeth.
So who do you trust? Who do you go to? Who do you trust? See, in a case like this,
I'm telling you everything I know because you guys have really got it wrong. You guys have really got it screwed up.
I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia.
I was there when the agreement was made. Somebody was going to die.
Available now on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.